Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I really love the.
I was going to ask him.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, that's a banger. Who is this? Motley Crue. Def Leppard. Whitesnake.
Sheryl Crow?
Oh, well, there's a
what
surprise.
You know about Sheryl Crow?
More than you.
She does a Sunday night for NBC.
Like I said, I know more than you.
Who's that?
I don't know. You're getting her confused with somebody.
You don't know the young lady that does the anthem for Sunday Night Football NBC?
Please don't let it be her.
I think I'm right.
I thought you meant the Sunday News.
It's Carrie Underwood.
I hate to see it.
They all look alike.
It's like one of your Warrior takes.
Please. Oh, please. People coming for you today. They thought you was on the payroll.
And that's how I know I've been on the money.
Listen to
and
this.
You know what?
Yeah, hurry up.
For every one person that says fire Kerr, there's five people that are saying, what's
I'm
he supposed to do with this mess?
Well, speaking of which, who do you put this on? The Warriors.
Not Kerr.
They want consistency, right? But Steve Kerr has rolled out 15 different lineups this season.
He's relentless in his pursuit of
this,
the right lineup.
Extenuating circumstances, I understand. But nine different lineups the last nine games.
I have no idea.
He's trying everything, Goo.
But to the said players, is that help? Like,
he's using nine different lineups.
It's not what? Tryouts.
Yes, it is. That's the problem. It is.
It's not what he said.
We don't, like.
I'm getting mad just thinking about it.
Goo, who would be in your starting five?
Thank you. Like, you tell me who Steve Kerr has to play on Thursday.
Right now with the Evans.
Seriously.
I'm going to answer my brother's question.
Like, somebody better practice well. Maybe they can play.
Right now is Melton, Steph.
He stunk last night, by the way.
He can only play 20 minutes.
He wouldn't have been in there last night.
My point is,
Melton stunk last night.
All right, but this is my five.
Okay, but he's going to start.
Yeah,
Melton. Okay, Melton's starting even though he stunk.
I'm giving 30 days. This is my starting lineup in 30 days. Melton, Steph, Kuminga.
Draymond and Butler.
Draymond and Butler.
Oh, my God.
That's how I'm going down.
That's going to change everything.
Yeah, I'm Denzel on flight. That's how I'm going down with the plane. There isn't. I know you guys are so what it's you I'm talking to, soap opera. You love soap. You love drama that we can't talk about a player on the team that just got a contract in the offseason. Legitly, like he doesn't bring anything to the table on a good day. I'm just telling you.
Back to Kuminga.
The fact
here?
That he put another dollar in there.
Do that?
He needs to play on this team.
Who would you rather have, Jonathan Kuminga? That's a buck, or. City Sissoko.
I don't disrespect.
It's like the Kramer. Would you rather
just
have
stop, Evan,
Jonathan Kuminga
paid
or
more?
Bill? Dude, I'd rather have Bill.
Stop, man.
Would you rather have Jonathan Kuminga or Jesse? I don't know what his last name is.
But
I love
just,
Kuminga.
Yeah.
Let's do him a favor. Let's do us a favor, and let's get him out of here in a month. Seriously, it's time.
I hope you're wrong about this will be his biggest payday. I think if he gets to the right location, there's something there.
If he gets a bigger payday, then the Warriors have made a big, big mistake.
I just, you know, well, we're talking about
this. Will you meet me halfway there?
Yeah, but okay. The POA defense is, it's everything right now. When you get old, you don't have it. I don't have it when I play. That's why I stay in the paint. Stoney, it's bad, man. Mm. What's the fix to that, the remedy to that? Turn that Blazer game on again. They were going, yeah, skedaddle. And we can do nothing.
And not one time through this entire 13 and 14 start has it crossed your mind? They might not be that good.
Well,
here's where you try to answer.
No, hey, oh my God. Hey, this was the same thing last year. And with the moxie, the know-how, the pedigree, they got through it. And they were the defensive team in the second half. I just like, you're laughing.
I am.
I don't care.
Look at the schedule, for goodness sake.
Do you really believe that's
it?
Yes. So they were playing lesser teams and trying harder, or they were just playing the same energy, but the team stunk? I'm not buying in. I get you. It was hey, you play who you play, but we saw the Warriors with effort. I'm not seeing that right now.
We also haven't seen them play a very tough schedule lately, right?
Wow, man. Evan, don't make it worse.
Well, I'm just saying.
And without many?
Yeah, I mean, they've caught some teams without their best players.
Milwaukee, here I go. Indiana.
Houston. Okay.
So this
Houston.
This is what
Shepherd.
I mean. This is what I mean. You look at it as though, oh, another game where the star is out and we end up losing because we probably let that. No, you didn't. Teams can beat you without their stars.
If
you're just
going
to go out there and play.
No, and it's no letdowns, because letdown is a list of excuses that all you guys have been talking about all year that told me. Stoney, they were in their own bed for how many days just this last week?
Sometimes you do get too comfortable then.
You told me practice is going to make them better.
It has. They were in two tight ball games over the weekend.
And they're in close games. Now they have to clutch games. What's the record? 5-9.
If you execute well, you're disciplined, that's the mindset that you need to have. And you gain confidence from that.
I have no idea.
And we haven't built that late game execution / confidence to this point.
The final
because
piece.
The guy
it's
that
final
has
piece.
The ball more than Curry is a turnover machine at this point. But no, everybody's scared of him. Everybody's scared to approach Dre with a different role.
Says goo.
Oh, a lot of people. Yeah. And now you can't tell Jimmy shoot more because he might fly and go get pissed off. Like, that's what's really at the core crux of my... I want to get in a position like that in life where people really want to tell you something, but you're so big as a personality, they're scared of the fallout.
Hey, you know what? I like to take your temperature every once in a while. So let's maybe revisit some things. Is Draymond Green declining?
Yes, rapidly.
Okay.
Yes.
But even as recently as an hour ago, you're saying, Stiney, he was a defensive player of the year candidate.
Those were just facts.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Is Draymond Green declining?
Yes.
Then don't expect him to play better than he's playing now.
Even take care of the ball.
That's what's going to happen a lot.
Okay, hold on.
He's going to turn the ball over more.
Can I ask him or devise a scheme to where he's not?
What's he going to do?
No, you're right.
What else is he going to do?
Before that came out
of
my mouth,
score.
I tried to catch it.
And by the way, miss me with, hey, he had 14 last night. They didn't guard him.
I'm crying,
I can't
so
do
I ain't laughing.
I can't do this
anymore.
Hey,
I did catch that. As soon as it left my mouth.
I need a new market.
You wouldn't laugh anywhere
else. And
you're
going on up in sack. They need a dose of positivity up there.
They got to open it, too.
Let's go. Do they?
Well,
let's go to, tell you what, after watching 27 games of this, give me Zach LaVine. Let's go to Stevie in the Bay. Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy?
You could trade for him.
Oh, man.
How you guys doing?
We trying to figure it out, Stevie. Oh, man.
I will start off with Kuminga.
Sweet.
I think he fooled everybody. Straight fool's gold in that contract, and he has not panned out. I think the practice that he's doing has shown no results. So he wasted his whole summer doing absolutely nothing. What I think the Warriors need to do is hire somebody like Lethal Shooter to show them how to shoot, because the Warriors player development is trash.
Who's Lethal Shooter?
Straight trash. The one guy who's making all these shots from mountaintops and all that type of stuff. Ugh. Hire him. Spend money on him and hire him.
That may be some AI. Because he's making them from like the top of the Grand Canyon.
Yes. Hire him. Somebody of substance. Because the players that I heard you guys mention, their second string is trash. Including Kuminga.
Thanks, Stevie. I'm not a big fan of the word trash.
Yeah.
He's just hasn't found his place yet.
Are you saying that because I've been hourly?
Shut up, J.J. Redick. I don't need to hear his voice right now.
Did you hear the
first team all tool?
Did you see or remember the play? Steph got subbed out with like 5:16 left last night, and the Blazer fans were booing. They were booing like, dude's on a heater. Leave him in. I don't know, man.
Don't you know, buddy? Tell me. Let me help you.
I'm stealing from dibs because I'll never get it. Where you draw the line in the sand of these are professional athletes, but the mental part of life in the game, they're robots, so it doesn't apply. But I am starting to make a case for some of these youngsters. If you keep getting jerked around, I know there's all stay ready. It's easy for the alphas to do that, the all-stars. But I am wondering and asking myself, am I being too hard on some of these youngsters who are getting their chain jerked around? And I think I owe $5, and Kuminga's at the top of that. As disappointed as I am after the five-game stretch, I'm asking you, with these 15 different lineups, as a younger player or other, can it mess up your groove? Or you could really tell me, Stoney, the barbershops would, or my... It's NBA basketball. Quit crying.
Yes, it's NBA basketball. Quit crying. But, you know, you look at it as, jerking in and jerking. It's the worst thing you can. No, it isn't. It's not the worst thing you can do. The worst thing you can do is give young players minutes they don't deserve. Like, that to me is worse than being hard on a guy.
Would you say Pods has gotten minutes that he hasn't deserved? I'm just asking you.
I think they all have. How about that?
Wow.
How about that? They all have. And Pods gotten more than the other guys because he loves them. And they got to play Draymond and Butler because everybody's afraid of them if they don't. And that's left Kuminga on the outside looking in. $5 super chat.
Oh, you got to read
Paul James Lopez. There is a Draymond problem. We can't keep running the offense through Draymond when we have Curry and Butler. It's diabolical what Kerr is doing.
But let's be honest now.
Is mandated.
Let's put the rats on the table, brought to you by Atco. They don't want to face the other part of that, that if you tried to fix that.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody or limit it.
Did you want him to do that?
Well, it hadn't been like this now. But I'm realistic enough to know they're not going to poke the bear. There's two bears.
And
Jimmy the bear and Dre the bear.
And there it is. And that's all I've ever been saying forever. It's like you've made your decision to go down this road. You made it. Nobody made it for you. You acquired 36-year-old Jimmy Butler to go along with 37-year-old Steph Curry to go along with 35 or 36-year-old Draymond Green.
But you still can coach him. You should be able to tell him, do this or Draymond and say, hey, we want less of this. You're messing up. Or Jimmy, we need you more to shoot. I get the road, but you didn't tell me we can't talk to him and take stuff away or just have a conversation about a different role. You know for a fact what I just said will never happen. Dre will never handle the ball.
We've been over this
less.
A million times. Okay. He has gone to the bench in the past.
But those have been extenuating circumstances.
Right, and so's this.
No, this is about poor performance.
It's so funny. Like, the organization is mandating they go down this road. Take it up with Lacob. Seriously.
People are saying, okay, we're on this road, but can we still do a takeaway? Dre, you need to play left. We need the ball out of your hands. Come off the bench. I know my answer, but if we're being real, those are avenues that any other team, if they weren't afraid of the players, would try to institute or talk to the player about doing. You guys, know I'm right.
Guy's 36 years old, and again, you know how the Warriors get better? If Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green stop playing like they've played the rest of their lot, their whole lives.
Oh, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
That was Niners. We got to go big Niners tomorrow.
We are. We'll do all Niners tomorrow.
All right. But who saw these two losses? The Niners were supposed to be, and I'm not mad they're having success, but they were the team that injuries. They're about to be in the offs.
Who saw the Warriors losing to the Timberwolves, a team that beat them 4-1 last year, a team that super athletic, much bigger than you.
Everybody's super athletic except us.
And you can't beat the Blazers. Okay. I don't know why you just don't get that through your head.
Dude, stop.
Like, there's a reason you can't beat Portland.
They lost 6-7.
But they have your number because they are athletic.
Oh.
And you know what else? Here's the other thing. The next time you ever tell me, Steiny, I think the Warriors have the league on notice. For what?
The
Portland Trailblazers were licking their chops last night.
We were up 5 with 2.5 left. We were up 10 with 9.
Okay. You all want to hear this?
Steiny,
how come we're losing these leads? Well, it doesn't have anything to do with age. Nothing. There's no way they could be tired at the end of the games. No way. No chance. And clearly, one of the reasons they're not energetic at the start, it couldn't be because they've got older players. Like, well, none of this could be because they're older.
Well, I'm not saying this is how I want it. When them three were out, the energy was on as soon as the ball tipped.
Yep.
Energy was on 1,000.
Let's go to, Adam in the city. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Love the energy today. This might come off as a weird take. I just think it's sense of position, the lack of size, the turnovers that Draymond's doing. I mean, I honestly think that the best lineup and sense that could match size, because I was thinking in the Minnesota game the other night when I was watching that, when TJD was out there, the defense was better and the Warriors were winning. And then, of course, he gets pulled. Kerr puts back in Pods and everybody else he usually goes to, even though Pods flies at everything and can't guard. I honestly think that one of the better lineups defensively and that could solve height would be Curry, Richard, Butler, post as a 4 and TJD at the 5. That at least gives them two almost 7-footers. You still have the spacing with shooting, you know, because Richard has proven that he can play. He's just getting DMP. But I think, we're throwing everything at the wall right now, right?
Yeah.
But I think if you want to try to match something with size and that you can still shoot, why not play both big men like they do in Houston and see how that works out?
Because
you have two almost 7-footers.
I like that, man. I saw it, and Steiny, I was like, you know I'm a TJD guy. I'm not telling you he's Shaq, but he definitely could help this short team. And I saw that tandem. I had it written down. I hadn't gotten to it. But your thoughts on that with Post and TJD in there at the same time?
What happens when one of those guys have to guard somebody on the perimeter? And then, you know, this is a philosophical type of thing, but if I'm looking at the Warriors roster 1 through 15,
because you could go zone,
I would say
go ahead.
Post. Yeah, but
all right,
I would say Post is the 8th best player on the team, 7th, and TJD is the 10th best player on the team.
Okay,
so you're going to start your 7th and 10th best player together.
Well, forget the number at this point. You've gotten 15.
There's a point when a lack of talent will be more important than the fact that two guys are 6'10".
All right, listen, and I mean everything I'm about to give to you, Evan, and the listeners. I stood up for Will Richard. It wasn't me standing up for Will Richard like I was his parent. It was what he symbolized and what you went away from that has me scratching my head. But this is the greatest. I've saved it for last. How does Pat Spencer go from starting Friday night at home against Minnesota and get 6 minutes yesterday? How does Pat Spencer go from starting Friday night to getting 6 minutes yesterday? Well, I'm asking you.
Well, he wasn't good Friday night. In fact, he was pretty bad. So now we get into what the bottom line is. Are you going to live with Pat Spencer? Does Pat Spencer get to play like he does Friday, and then you just play him? What are you going to do? You can't reward it. Let's go to KC in Santa Rosa. Mild stomping grounds.
Yeah. Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, hey.
I love the frustration of signing against Guru. I actually stopped before your show today. I would love to keep track of every time Stani just blows up at something Guru says. And I don't think I'd be able to do it over the course of your four-hour show. I think the blame for me goes to Lakeup. Nobody really knows why Myers left. Nobody really knows why Jerry West left. I think it was the loud, increasingly loud voice of Joe Lakeup. He of the two timelines and light speed ahead. He wanted to keep Kuminga. He's in love with Pajemski. It's his players. It's his choices. It's his son who's head of player operations. Like, this is turning into a Jerry Jones situation where he built a big, big, shiny building, but he's also making all the tough decisions, and he doesn't have a basketball IQ, and I think it's starting to show in the roster that's being made.
Wow. Thank you, Casey.
Let's hope he's wrong.
Appreciate the call.
And unlike Jerry, Stani, I know it's a while, but 2022 was just a few years ago. They hoisted up a chip, regardless if you think they thought they can win it or not.
Just not your job.
Just a quick reminder, it's 2025, almost 2026. Kidding. It's almost 4 years ago.
But as far as
Draymond declined in the last 4 years?
Yes.
Okay.
But why would you stop there?
I'm not. I just started there. You want me to keep going?
Jimmy?
Has Curry declined?
Marginally. Yeah. Marginally.
He's averaging 5 more points than he did last year.
This dude's incredible. This is what makes
unreal.
Me get mad in Dub Nation.
Well, what do you think it does to Curry?
No, I'm wondering what Jimmy doesn't get. I'm watching this dude
Jimmy
go out
gets
there.
It all. Dude. You don't understand. Like, you still.
Daddy, I swear to God.
You
gosh.
Don't get Jimmy Butler, do you? Clearly.
Now.
You don't. You don't understand who this guy is. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy. It's just, there's only one way to do
something. Like, how
does
he move?
There's one way to do things. Jimmy's way.
No, if Curry.
He defines what winning basketball is.
That's selfish, Donnie.
Hey.
But you might be right.
Well, then you know what? Look in the mirror and call it what it is.
For Kerr to jump in front of that locomotive this morning, you got the sound, you can play it again.
Which one?
The one about Jimmy.
Let's do it.
I got to devise a way to get him go. No, you don't, Steve.
Well, it's funny because everybody says he's not coaching.
Robinson.
So he's trying to coach Steve Kerr. But now you're saying don't coach.
This dude's headed to the Hall of Fame, Jimmy. He knows what he's doing. And you've been saying it since he came to town.
I'm going to say it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is he a Hall of Famer, Jimmy Butler?
Oh, stop. In my book, he is.
Okay.
Evan, oh my God.
What do you think, Steiny?
I really need to pour
this is
inside the numbers.
This is the Basketball Hall of Fame.
He didn't win at Marquette. That doesn't help.
Anyway, he's been to the finals twice, buddy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah. The one of... Yeah.
I got right. You. This is... You just want me to play this so you can make fun of Kerr. That's fine.
Yeah, I got to find a way to get him more into the groove of the game. You know, 11 shots. I mean, I don't know. I don't really consider, you know, Jimmy's game to be dependent on how many shots he gets. But we do need his scoring. We do need his playmaking. I thought we did a better job last year of putting in position to attack and create shots for people. We need to get back to that type of control of the game where, you know, we're going to him in the half court, especially when Steph's out, going to him in the half court, taking care of the ball, turning the other team over, controlling the game. And we're not there. We've had a few moments during the season, you know, but we're not able to consistently put the ball in Jimmy's hands and let him control games like we did at the end of last year.
Mm. Jimmy Butler better than Mitch Richmond?
Man, Stoney, that's a hell of a man, oh man.
What have I told you? They have the same resume.
I think Mitch Richmond got a ring in L.A., didn't he?
But yeah, he did, but come on.
Ah.
We're talking about prime.
So he's got him one ring to none.
But for you to ask that and not...
They're both good players.
Mitch Richmond's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So Jimmy's
going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, fine. He's going to get in the Hall of Fame. Everybody gets in the Hall of Fame in basketball.
So why'd you ask the question? So why'd you ask the question then?
Because I wanted to see if some people would actually... look, in a real Hall of Fame, there'd be some question. This is a fake Hall of Fame. The Basketball Hall of Fame.
If the Hall of Famers heard that, like the newly ones.
Yeah, now
like
the Hall Dick of Fame Vitale. Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
no, Dick Vitale heard.
Speaking of wit. Oh, I'll save it for the other side. We're up against it.
Oh, yeah, we are. Holy Toledo. Okay. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And that segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.